Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
So we are inside of 2 weeks officially now. Inside, just inside 2 weeks.
Just got the email to say when Brett Veach is going to be available for his pre-draft.
You know, we're close.
Which means we are only, I don't want to scare anybody, 13 days, or no, wait, he talks next Thursday. We are 6 days away from him telling us where the hot zone is in this draft.
That's
also
true.
I want everyone to be prepared. 6 days away from learning the hot zone, Gold. I'm going to guess it's between 25 and 103, like where they got like all those picks. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the hot zone.
Yeah, we're going to hear about that, I promise you. So we are getting to it. We can't wait to be at the landing in Liberty for our draft party and everything. But you, I know, would like them to take Loveland if he's there, the tight end.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that
he's on my crush list. I got two now.
Would you rather the Chiefs try to say, let's improve the tight end position for the long run, which Loveland presumably would be the answer to that if you think he's there? I don't know if he will be. I know Drew and I push back. We don't think Warren and Loveland are as close as you do, maybe, on who they are.
But most people don't. I know that I'm on a...
Or would you say, hey, just go and get a wide receiver. Do what Bink did in his mock draft with Chris Nocero, which was they took Luther Burden at 31 and they punted on the idea of tight end. I don't know about you. I look at the tight end room. Travis Kelce's back, probably his last year. Noah Gray's back, but he signed a new deal. We have Jared Wiley's a complete wild card at this point in time.
Yeah, we don't know where that's going to go.
Then you're going to spend a first round pick on a tight end? Where does that? I mean, if you're telling me I'm drafting a player that might not have much of an impact in 2025, I would rather it actually be the offensive line at that point. If you're giving me a choice between tight end or offensive lineman, I'll go O-line. If you're giving me a choice between tight end and wide receiver, I'll go wide receiver.
So I'm a little bit torn on this because there's a couple of things that are a hang up for tight end. One, there are just less of them, right? So you're picking between a thinner crop, just generally speaking anyway, although this is not a particularly good wide receiver draft class. It's nowhere close to last year's wide receiver draft class. So obviously you're going to run into some problems there. Tight end is also, you know how hard it's going to be? No matter where you take the tight end. If you took him first overall, do you know how hard it would be to get Travis Kelce again? Do you know how borderline impossible it would be to find that level of tight end again versus just try to be the rest of the league and pray for your Cole Kmet and look for a 700-yard guy and operate your offense that way? Really hard. Borderline impossible. But I am still torn at tight end and improving that spot because it's so much cheaper. And what I'm trying to figure out is, if you have two good young wide receivers, one of which you already think you're going to pay, the better way for the long-term build of the offense is that if you're in the first round and you're looking at tight end and wide receivers, actually go tight end. That way you can still pay one of your wide receivers, say Rice or Worthy down the road. You can still make the decision on paying a tight end and afford both at the same time and not getting in a situation we just talked about like Cincinnati, where Higgins and those guys are there. The only other argument is you buy yourself two additional years after Rice if you don't pay him at having super young, super cheap wide receivers you're not paying. So maybe you handicap yourself, and I think you're more likely to find the talent. I think I choose tight end, but part of the reason I think this is a good question is I think it's a tighter decision than we think. Because there's factors on both sides that I think there's a good argument for.
I guess, this goes back to when we were trying to go through the tight end class this year. Do you believe at 31, too, let's remember, like it's not like they're going to get the best tight end in the draft either. You know, at 31, is it worth doing it? If you told me that,
it'd have to be Loveland, right? I mean, it's not worth it otherwise.
No, but or I would argue it's not worth it unless you told me in this bizarre hypothetical that Warren, you were the 15th overall pick in this year's draft, and you were getting Warren. Like I don't want them taking a tight end this year unless you tell me I'm getting the best tight end, and that's not realistic.
And I think that, but here's the thing. I think it's really close.
Yes. That's fine. Yeah.
I think if it's Loveland, you are getting co-tied for first to the best tight end. I think he's going to be just as good of a pro as Warren. I understand that probably 9 out of 10 people disagree with me, and that doesn't mean I'm going to end up being wrong or they're going to end up being right. Time will end up deciding that fate, sure. And I might be very damn wrong. Ty Warren might have been Brock Bowers, and I'm way off base. And this thing doesn't look that way.
Are we just talking the first round?
Yeah. But here's the thing. Luther Burden, I think, could end up being the best wide receiver at 31, too. I'm telling you could get Loveland or Burden, and they could end up being the best tight end in the draft or the best wide receiver in the draft. And given that, if I knew for sure that that's how it went down, I would definitely choose tight end. I would for sure choose it. And I would ensure my fate that I get to keep running. Because here's the other part. They like running their offense a very particular way. They very much like running their offense a particular way. And that includes having capable receiver level tight end. So they're going to have to fundamentally change the way they operate if it ends up being wide receiver instead. What were you asking, Drew?
Well, are we just talking first round or just in general?
Yeah, I think first round.
First round kind of specifically in this, but in general, I'm open. Because if you think it's third round, sure.
Well, I'm just saying because I don't think you should take a tight end, maybe even period, if unless you can get Loveland or you can get Warren. Loveland's there, then maybe you take him. But in terms of the debate between wide receiver and tight end, I think you'd be better off, even if it's not in the first round, taking a wide receiver in the second round, where tight end in the second round is fine. But to Gold's point, when you guys brought up the topic, is the tight end room is full right now. Where if Loveland's there and you take him, fine, you're going to have to sacrifice. Like
Noah Gray's your third and Wiley's off the board. It's fine.
Yeah, Tunyon's gone and Wiley might be gone as well. Like those guys are out. But if you can't get either of those two, it might just be worth it to stay with what you have. I can understand why you'd want Loveland or why you'd want Warren, obviously, where it's not a need, but if that's the best player available and you feel like it can be the long-term option where, hey, Travis Kelce is done, Noah Gray is going to stay as the number two, and you bring in Colson Loveland hoping to develop, then you go from there.
That's another part of this conversation that it's worthy of discussing, because how high you are on Noah Gray answers some of this question for you. I mentioned Cole Kmet. Like, you go through the tight ends. Okay, Noah Gray's not going to turn into Brock Bowers. We all agree, right? He's not going to turn into, like, one of the five best tight ends in the league. He's not going to turn into, like, something he's not. But if you go back through and you look at the average tight ends, and we know that Travis Kelce currently eats up a lot of this, the perfectly average tight ends, the, like, you're the eighth, ninth best guy, they are 700-yard guys. Tucker Kraft had 707, Hunter Henry, 674, he ranked eighth. Mark Andrews at 673 and Gesicki at 665 at 10. That's a perfectly average tight end. If your answer to the question is, if Noah Gray was the full-time tight end one, would he have 650 to 700 yards receiving? Then the answer should be wide receiver. If your answer is, I'm not confident he could turn into that, even given all of the snaps for Travis Kelce, then I think it should be stronger on your list. It's harder to find a good tight end than you think, man. It is tough out there. Because like right now it's still the same four. It's like Brock Bowers, McBride from a receiving end is really taking a leap. Kittle and Kelce and Laporta, if he can have a bounce back third year, he fell back to earth a little bit in year two. I guess that could happen to Bowers too, because didn't Laporta have like 1,000 or 1,100 yards in year one too?
Yeah. We've had a stretch now of a couple years in a row where the top tight ends are just coming in immediately having success. Like that has been a theme.
And I think that's what people expect out of Ty Warren.
Probably. Yeah, and that's where we get into where it'll be a fun thing to watch, Loveland versus Warren and who does what in their respective rookie seasons. And we all know fit and where you go and what quarterback are you with and all that is a huge part of the equation. Although Brock Bowers, to do it in Las Vegas where he had Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell as his quarterback with a 1-year head coach and Antonio Pierce and an offensive coordinator with Scott Turner, for him to put up those kind of numbers is awfully impressive. Now he's going to have Chip Kelly and Geno Smith, Brock Bowers' numbers, as crazy as they were last year, you would expect those to just continue and increase.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.